Recognising the manipulation tactics and red flags of workplace bullies. Darvo. In today's article, I'm covering something I haven't discussed previously in my narcissism and bullying articles. The devious pattern that many bullies and abusers, including narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths, use to defer attention away from themselves and back onto their victims. The process is called DARVO, deny, attack, and reverse victim and offender. When wielded by a workplace bully, DARVO becomes a formidable weapon for evading accountability and perpetuating a toxic environment. I'll be shedding light on DARVO in the workplace, exploring what it is and how it manifests, and providing examples of its appearance in professional settings. To watch the extended YouTube version of the article, I'll leave the link below. Defining DARVO. DARVO is a psychological defense strategy individuals use to deflect accountability and responsibility when confronted with misconduct allegations. The acronym stands for DENY. The individual denies the wrongdoing or dismisses the allegations. Attack. The individual counter-attacks the accuser, shifting the blame and the responsibility. Reverse victim and offender. The individual may portray themselves as the victim, reversing the roles in the narrative. DARVO in practice. Number one, deny. Examples in the workplace. When faced with allegations of bullying behaviour, a workplace bully employing the deny tactic may adamantly reject any wrongdoing. For instance, if you report persistent belittling comments, the bully might dismiss the claims, asserting that their actions were merely harmless jokes or constructive criticism. In another example, if you confront them yourself, they may use gaslighting tactics to divert attention away from themselves. Again, this is another reason why it's critical to have evidence. Number two, attack. The counter-attack. In the workplace, a bullying colleague may shift into attack phase when confronted about their behaviour. This could involve belittling you, questioning your competence, or even spreading rumours to tarnish your professional reputation. The goal is to divert attention away from their actions by discrediting the person who raised the concerns. Number three, reverse victim and offender, portraying themselves as victims. Workplace bullies adept at DARVO often excel in portraying themselves as victims. For example, if confronted about their aggressive management style, a bully might assert that they were being unfairly targeted or that their high expectations are necessary for maintaining a high-performing team. Examples of DARVO in workplace scenarios. Number one, performance review discrepancies. Deny. A team member raises concerns about the supervisor's inconsistent feedback and the arbitrary expectations during a performance review. The supervisor denies any inconsistency, claiming that the team member is misinterpreting the feedback. Attack. The supervisor counter-attacks by questioning the team member's work ethic, suggesting that they're not committed to the team's success. Reverse victim and offender. The supervisor portrays themselves as the victim, stating that they're working tirelessly to maintain high standards, and the team member's lack of commitment is causing them undue stress. Number two, accusations of micromanagement. Deny. An employee expresses concerns to HR about a manager's excessive micromanagement. The manager denies micromanaging, asserting that they're simply ensuring quality control and adherence to deadlines. Attack. The manager counter-attacks by questioning the employee's competence, implying that the employee's work would be below par without close supervision. Reverse victim and offender. The manager portrays themselves as the victim of an undisciplined team, stating that their meticulous oversight is necessary to maintain productivity. Number three, complaints of a hostile work environment. Deny. Multiple employees report a hostile work environment due to a supervisor's aggressive communication style. The supervisor denies any aggression, insisting that their direct approach is essential for achieving results. Attack. The supervisor counterattacks by questioning the employee's emotional resilience, suggesting that they're too sensitive for a fast-paced work environment. Reverse victim and defender. The supervisor portrays themselves as the victim, claiming they are unfairly criticized for their leadership style, which they argue is necessary for the team's success. Recognizing DAVO red flags in the workplace. Number one, consistent pattern of denial, repeated rejection of responsibility. A workplace bully using DAVO will consistently deny any wrongdoing and refuse to take responsibility for their actions. If this denial is a recurring pattern, it's a red flag. Blaming and shaming tactics, shift of blame. DAVO often involves shifting the blame from the perpetrator to the victim. If a colleague or boss consistently resorts to blaming and shaming tactics when confronted about their behavior, they might be using DAVO. Number three, victimhood narrative. Frequent claims of victimhood. Workplace bullies employing DAVO excel at painting themselves as victims. If a colleague or boss frequently portrays themselves as the victim, especially in response to accusations, it could be indicative of manipulative behavior. Number four, resistance to constructive feedback. Refusal to acknowledge issues. Individuals using DAVO typically resist acknowledging any issues or faults in their behavior. If a colleague consistently dismisses constructive feedback or refuses to engage in self-reflection, it might be a sign of DAVO. Number five, gaslighting techniques, undermining others' perceptions. Gaslighting, a common component of DAVO, involves undermining others' perceptions. If a colleague consistently challenges the reality or emotions of those who raise concerns, it may be a manipulative tactic. I've got a video on gaslighting. I'll leave the link below. The wrap-up. Addressing DAVO in the workplace, whether you tackle it yourself or raise it with HR or more senior management, is essential for fostering a healthy and supportive professional environment. By recognizing the red flags of DAVO and its patterns, employing strategies for coping and promoting accountability, individuals can empower themselves and others to navigate these challenging situations. More on how you can do that in the next article. Unmasking DAVO is a collective effort that empowers individuals to confront manipulative behaviours and promotes a culture of respect, collaboration, and professional growth. DAVO is a complex and manipulative defense strategy that can significantly impact victims and perpetuate a cycle of harm. However, it doesn't just happen in the workplace. I've adapted DAVO to fit a workplace setting, but the technique is equally used by bullies, especially narcissists, in personal relationships too. What next? In my next article and video, I'll be discussing ways of dealing with someone using DAVO, gaslighting, or other manipulative tactics, together with strategies for addressing the behavior in the broader work context. Again, to watch the extended YouTube version of this article, the link is below. If you do head over to YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss a thing. I need 1,000 subscribers to be able to go live with streaming, and I'm only 50 away. So if you could help me with that, I'd be incredibly grateful. It's completely free and I don't get access to your email or any other personal details. Finally, if you haven't yet subscribed to my weekly newsletter, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. As always, thanks for your continued support.